Yorkshire. So the Rashi Mishum Yorkshire, Shlo Yikone is Boy Sheretz. You don't want Shirotzim to come into the hole. Could go in the Mio, the Chudo, Shememisim, Mesatanagurlim. They'll come to kill the Tanagurlim. So whenever a person makes a hole in a chicken coop, the smallest hole you make is better. So there will never be exer if you make a hole in some barrel, which is mutter midiraisa. So the Rabbanan said, don't make the hole in the barrel, otto maybe come to make a hole in chicken coop. Well, there's nisidiraisa. But we have a hole already in the barrel, and all you want to do now is make the hole bigger, there the Rabbanan will make it, the Rabbanan didn't make any exer. Because there will never come to be the case that you have a hole already in the chicken coop, and you make it bigger. Because nobody makes the hole bigger in the chicken coop. That's why the Tanakhama says it's muta. I, the Yeshurim, Amosifin. What's the shot from the Yeshurim? They say no. You're not allowed to make a hole you have from before Shabbos bigger on Shabbos. I, it should be muta even midirabonim. Because midiraisa, there's no isser, because you're not mechavan to make it bigger, to make it come in and come out. You're not mechavan that this hole should be used to put new yayin in. You only mechavan take the wine out of the barrel. So midiraisa should be muta. So why do they say hoy sofris also? Zimnan de loisakne mikora. I tell you, sometimes the chicken coop, even though you had a hole there, you didn't make that hole too good. And sometimes still in a chicken coop also chayich. And even though you made a small hole, sometimes that hole is too small. No fresh air is coming in with that hole. So it's also chayich that you come to make the hole bigger. So Rashi, Zimnan de loisakne mikora. Shiei kidei lohitzi hevel lahachnes asavir. Sometimes matchilu, you made the hole in the chicken coop, it happened that hole wasn't even big enough to let the air come in and let the air go out. So it is the xerio, so it's possible you'll come to be mechavin to make it bigger than a chicken coop. So therefore, the rabbanim made xerio even when you make a hole in a wine barrel. If even though the hole was there before Shabbos, you can't make it wider on Shabbos. Dorash Rav Nachum Mishum Rav Yechin and Halacha Ki Yeshurim. Halacha is like Yeshurim, that it's also. You're not allowed to make a hole bigger in a barrel. If you have a sholem like a kli, even though there's a hole before Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the hole bigger on Shabbos. If you have an old hole, you have a hole there and you stuffed it up, you patched it up, that's nothing. It's still considered like the Pesach is there. You're allowed to break it open on Shabbos. When do we say it's mutter? Where the hole is only where the wine is being watched there. That means it's not on the bottom of the barrel, it's on top of the barrel. So there's not that much pressure going through. So we say when you're sussing though, you didn't do such a good job. Therefore, when you break it now, you're not making a new hole. It's the old hole. The old hole is still there. Abul Chazik. Let's say the hole was on the bottom part of the kli. Where there's a lot of pressure of the yain on it. And when you made a hole there, you had to make it very strong. So when you patched it up, a gezunta patch, that's called your mesak on the hole of gamri. Osir. Then it's osir to break it open again on Shabbos. So drashi leshana the night when the mokum the steam was zula nasel lishmar reich yain. It's on the top part of the barrel. Why do you close up the hole? You don't want the smell of the reich to go out. Shlo yetsav yiskalkul, the wine shouldn't get spoiled. The chiv and the large steam nayisos. So you don't have to make such a good patch. Habi the smell doesn't go out. Avdi lo lav klumu. Therefore, it's not called the steamer. You let it break it open on Shabbos. Mashenki lechazik means shechazik hakli shlo yetsi yainoi. If you have the hole on the bottom where the wine is. And you make a nice strong patch that the wine can't go through it. So since you made a good covering now, a good patchy, if on Shabbos now you want to open up this hole again, that allows you, like you're making a hole in the tchila, and the matter that's also to do on Shabbos. So the chilek lishamer is mutter, lechazik it's also. For the Gemara now, hechi dom lishamer, hechi dom lechazik, where on the kli was the patch that one case is mutter to break it open, one case is also. If the patch is on the top part of the barrel, that there's no wine on up that high in the barrel, there's no wine near that patch. When you put a patch there, you just have to put a little toothpick, a little piece of tape that you put there. Avi, it just doesn't let the air come out, the smell come out. You don't have to put a good chizik dika patch. So Melo, that's not called a good steamer, and you'll have to open it up again on Shabbos. Well, what's called lamata minayayin zelachazik? If you have the hole on the bottom part of the barrel where there's wine on the sides, that's already some pressure, the wine will be pouring out. So then when you put a patch, you have to put a good strong patch. That's called the simum al yisur. And if you break it open, now on Shabbos will be a new Pesach and it's also. Rava no hoz bigger chumra. Rava Rama. Or kuli yod, no yod kuli. Rava Rama. Lamata minayayin nami zel l'shama. No, if you only had a patch on the sides of the walls, even though the wine reached that height, and there's a little pressure of the wine pushing out, that's still called on the shamer. Still, you don't have to make it that strong. You just make a medium-sized patch, and that's not called a steam or malusum. But where's the case that we say you put a good patch there that mamish makes that there's no hole anymore? That's going shenik for lamatim and ashmarim. That's all the way on the bottom of the barrel of wine where the shmarim are there. That's the dung, that's the pits and the shells, the thick part of the yain. So where the thick part of the wine is, that's very heavy. That's a lot of pressure. So if the hole is on the bottom part of the barrel, right here, where the shmarim is, that's a lot of pressure pushing it out. In order to stuff it up there, you have to make a good strong steamer. That's called the steamer malyusah, and that's not called a hole anymore. And if you open it up again on Shabbos, you usher, that's called the Pesach. Shash lamatim in ashmarim. Eight so shulav on the bottom. Shakol koivet ayayin nishan shom. All the weight of the yayin is on it. Omalay abayin l'rova. So the bayin l'rova, tanya the misailuch. I'll bring a raya to you. So drashi wa, tanya the misailuch, t'leipoka shem tetzich v'nei, ela b'stimim al yisur. Hey, it's like Rava just said it'd be cooler. That when do we take away a Pesach, your mamash make a very, very strong cover. Like it has to only be on the bottom where all the weight is, then you patch it up well. But a medium-sized patch, even though it's on the side, where there's wine, that's not called a steam amalyasa. Hey, the steam amalyasa means a very strong one. I'll bring you a Ryan for this. What's the locha? Bayis sosum, if you have a closed house that has no doors coming out of the house, yesh play arbams. And that's Arba Amis outside of it. So Rashi learns, Bayis Sosa means, if you have a closed house that has no doors coming out, and there's a mace inside the house, ain't a matama sviva. It's not matama the outside. No, Rashi before. Rashi, Bayis Sosa, Yesha Dawadamas before. Rashi, Bayis Sosa, Yesha Dawadamas. Chaim Lama Boma Basra. Chotzer Mischalekas Lefnei Pescher. If you have a yard in front of the house, so let's say you have two people or five people living in the house. You want to know how much of a chelek does each person own in the backyard. So it depends upon how many doors you have opening up into the yard. So the chotzer, the backyard, is mischlekes, divided up lefi pescher, how many doors you have opening up to it. Lefi pesach abatim, hapsuchim lo. If I have two doors opening, I get more than my neighbor that only has one door opening up to the backyard. In bol the chalak gets a chotzer. Bein shneim between two of them. Shor lezev bayis shepsuachim lo the chotzer. Shnei psochim. His one person has his house that has two doors opening up to the backyard. Or lezev the next door neighbor bayis shepseach shepsuachim lo the chotzer dal psochim. He has four doors opening up to the backyard. Noita lechol pesach arbams. That's the lochem. For every door you have opening up to the chotzer, you deserve four ams. That's the chaluk of the rabbanim made up. Four amas, because that's the tashmish outside your door. The first four amas belongs to you. That's for your tashmish. The chotzer neged pisco lemidas roicha piskoi v'ashar chokim b'shovel. So he gets four amas in front of your door, as how long your door, the width of your door, and the rest of the chotzer we divide equally between how many people live there. Now v'yamnistem echem him. What about one person's door got sosim? Like you closed it up. Koydem chalukes hachotzer before the divide at the chotzer. They did not break off the side posts. Usually first you have a door, you have the side posts here. Now when you want to close it up, there's two ways to close it up. One way, push it away, you just take a board and knock it here, even though you have the door post still there. You just make a steamer, a roi, knock a board in there. Another way to make a gesunter steamer is when you want to have your own house and you want to make a straight wall, what you do is you take off the door post and mama should make a nice steamer. So it depends how you made a steamer here. If you you didn't take off the doorpost. Ella saw some beish name simim. You stand put a board there in between the two doorposts. Is any mastered? That's not called the steamer. That doesn't take away your schus to get four amas in the chotzer. Did piskoy bekach? Mashenkin piratest simim. Let's say first you took off the doorpost. You made a nice steamer. You first took off the doorpost, and now you closed it up very evenly. Then you lose the shein pesach. You don't have any more opening into the chotzer. You don't get your dal damas for this chotzer anymore. This is also right to Rava. What takes away your pesach? Only a good steamer, where you took away the doorpost. The clothes on the doorpost are still there, even though you put a board there. That's not mevatel the din pesach yet. That's one halacha. Bayis sosim yeshadal amas. Porates Psimot, you broke off its doorpost, ain't la Daladamas, then you don't have Daladamas. Now, nu alocha, vayis tosim, you have a closed house that has no doors to it, and there's a mace inside it. Ain't the metama kol sviva. It has no tumor outside it. There's only tumas oil inside the house. Outside the house has no tumor to it. Shrashi bayis tosim via mace betoichoi. Ain't the metama sviva. It does not metama the outsides around it. What about? Porit es psimov, if you took off its doorpost, you broke open es psimov. Porit es psimov is metama kol sviva. Then it is metama kol sviva. Shrashi porit psimov. Vesosmoy, and then you are sosimit. Nasa kever is called like a kever or matama svivov. It's warm shot. The tzil dal damas. The yom of the seita. Neis teiv the dal damas l'tumma. Ugzera the rabbonin, shema yoyev ulo yoyevin. You won't know about it. Yes, so paras psimov means, hey, first there was a door to the house. And now you took off paras psimov. You took off the doorpost. Vesosmoy. Now nasa kever is called like a kever, or matama sviva, it is matama the sviva. But I call upon him, you see, you need a gesunte stima to give, take off the shein pesach. Without the good stima, the first case, it's still called the pesach. That's the raya to rova. Yoni mevatel, the shein pesach, with a very good stima. Marvaita, gufta. What about the gufta? The trashi that means, litakua kona, cholol v'nekiv. You have a hollow reed that you want to put like a funnel to use it in the chavis, in the barrel. You have a barrel of wine that has a hole there, and you want to use it like a straw, this gufta, this reed. Rashi, you want the wine to come out through the reed. Is Rav Osa. Rav holds you're not allowed to use this reed on Shabbos. You can't put it into the hole to use it as a funnel that the wine should come out with it. Well, Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says it's mutter. So it's more about this. If you want to cut the reed to side or to size, savaz l'kuli al maloi, then everybody holds the saucer. That's mamas cool. You're making a kli on Shabbos. If you have this hollow reed, it's too long, and you want to cut it in half to be able to use for a mazur, for a funnel, that's mamas saucer. Rashi, nechata Rashi l'sakna l'midas hanekim. That's mamas making a kli. That's saucer. Loi pligi, where's the machlana pligi the saucer? Ahadure. Let's say you had a good size, it was used before Shabbos, and it fell out on Shabbos. Ahadure the kuliyam le pligi the shari. If the funnel, this reed, fell out of the barrel on Shabbos, Havad, you could put it back in again. Because since it was mesukim before Shabbos, it's mutter. Ki pligi, where's the machoike, it's the chotche. Havad, it was cut before Shabbos. It's a good size. But you didn't use it before Shabbos. You didn't use this reed to be the funnel of the barrel. That's the shailah. Man the yosa, the one that holds the saucer, gazrinan dilmosa lemechtach lechatchila. Even though this was cut, but we're making zera since it wasn't put into the barrel yet, we're afraid you'll come metchila to cut another one, to cut a fresh one. Therefore it's also. Man the shor, the one that says it's mutter, like gazrinan, that's what Allah, we don't make such a zera. Since right now this reed is in the right size, and it could be fit into the barrel, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Ketanoi, there's a Machleket Tanoi. Ein Choytchin Shfuferes B'Yomtiv. You're not allowed to cut like a pipe on Yomtiv, Shfuferes like a pipe. V'Ein Tzor HaKlemi V'Shabbos. Navad, you can't cut it on Shabbos to make a funnel out of it. Because that's cool, you're making a kli. You want to cut it down to the right size to use it, that's the Yisra Machatech. You can't cut things to make it the right size to use it. Noflo, what about you use the Shfuferes, use this pipe before Shabbos? And now it's fell off on Shabbos. Marzir nice to be Shabbos. You'll be allowed to put it back on Shabbos. V'Ein Tzor HaKlemi V'Yomtiv. Rabbi Yashia Mekel. And Rabbi Yashia though is Mekel. Fred Gemara Rabbi Yashia Hai. On which case is Rabbi Yashia Mekel? Ilayna Reisha. If you say in the Reisha, where you have to cut the funnel on Shabbos, Hokamasakin Mona. How could you say he's Mekel to cut it? Metchila. You're Bzicha be Masakin Mona. You're making a Kli on Shabbos. So this is the Reisha, Masakin Mona. Elo Seifa. Say it's going on the Seifa. The what? If it fell out, you could put it back in again. For the Gemara Tanakam and I'm a Mishra Kishori. You're telling me everybody holds this mutter in a case where it just fell out on Shabbos, you want to put it back in again. Elazat Gemara. The Chaticha Voloi Masakni Kibinayu. Machoike says where it was fixed before Shabbos, you cut the reed, you cut the Shfaferis, this funnel, you cut the pipe, the right size, but you didn't put it into the Kli before Shabbos. Voloi Masakna. Ikibinayu. That's the Machoike. Masava Gazrina, and if you come to put it in Mitchil on Shabbos, maybe you'll come to cut it to the size also Mitchil on Shabbos. Well, Masava Gazrina, you'll make it zero. The bounty not cutting anything now. It was already cut before Shabbos. Just to use this funnel now to put it into the kli the first time, it's mutter. You're not doing anything. You have a full kli ready, and you have a full funnel. All you're doing is just putting the funnel into the kli. There's no issa. Darash from Shisha Breda Ravidi, Mishmed Reb Yechanan, Halacha Kreb Yasha. Halacha Kreb Yasha, you could be Mekel. In the case where it was cut to size before Shabbos, now on Shabbos it's mutter. By the Yemosa Lekuva. The Mishnah says if there was a nekiv in the hole in the barrel, you're not allowed to use wax to close it up on Shabbos. Because by using wax, since you're going to smooth down the wax, that's the issa b'mamareach. You're smoothing out wax, that's an issa right. So the Mara Mishcha, what about you want to close it up with oil? Trashi Mishcha Shemenav. You have thick oil. As you have a hole in the barrel, and you want to clog it up now with thick oil, whatever this is, some type of oil that you can clog up holes with. Is Rav also? Rav says it's still also. Or Shmuel Shori. Shmuel says not smuter. The Marmandi also, whoever says it's also, it's only Igzera. Kazrina Mishum Shava. Hey, Tavad, the oil itself is no Mamareich. You can't smooth down oil. Oil doesn't get smoothed down. It's not a solid that you can smooth it down. It's like wet. A double lach, you can't smooth down. He holds it's also Igzera. Maybe you come to stuff it up with wax. Umandi Shori, like Gazrina, I don't make the Gzera oil or to wax. You yourself told us Beferish in the name of Rav, Mishcha Shari, that Mishcha is Mutter. So Stam, we don't make Gzeron. Oil is Mutter, there's no Gzeron oil. So tomorrow, Oma Tovas Rishbi, it's the name of a person. Tovas Rishbi, Rashi said that was a hunter. Oma Tovas Rishbi, Oma Shmuel, it said over the name of Shmuel, Hai Torfa Diyasa, if you have a leaf. A leaf that came from Adasim. Rashi tore for the Yasa. Lo says all lo shel hadas. You have a leaf that comes from Adasim. The neck of Achovius. You want to take a leaf on Shabbos. The leaf was cut off the tree before Shabbos. You have a leaf. You want to now on Shabbos roll up the leaf to make it look like a funnel and put it into the Chovius. Shehelo also kamarzev. You want the leaf now to be like a funnel. Vayayin zav derech shom. And you want the wine to come out through this funnel now. Is that mutter or not? So he said, Omer Shmuel, Hatar for the Yas Osir. You're not allowed to take the leaf on Shabbos and roll it up and make it like a funnel to put into the kli. My time, what's the Gzeira? Or Rabbi Yemi Yemidifti Yomah Gzeira Mishum Arzav. We're afraid to drash Gzeira Mishum Arzav. Shema Yechavin Marzav. Maybe be Mechavin to make it into a kli now. So it doesn't say clear what the Yisr is. Shema Yechavin Marzav. You'd be Mechavin to make this into a Marzav. The Torah says it will be mashkut to the issa the rabbanim. It will be looked if you're going to fold it up nicely to make it look like a funnel. It looks like you're making a funnel on Shabbos. Okay, marziv nira koisei marziv. It looks like marasayin. It looks like you're making a kli on Shabbos. So that's why it's awesome. Even though you just take the leaf and not fold it up so good, just use the leaf the way it is. To gzera, maybe you'll fold it up nice and round, and then it'll look like you're making a marziv on Shabbos. That's why it's awesome. Gzera mishu marziv. We're afraid maybe you come to cut it down to size. Even though this leaf, maybe you don't have to cut it, but usually when you're rolling it up now, you'll see it's too long, it's too short, you'll come to cut it. More than that. We're afraid your mom has come to pull the leaf off the leaf, off the branch. If you're pulling it off the branch, you'll be mistaken a kli, because I'm going to have the baits up. If you want to cut a piece of wood to make a toothpick out of it, it's awesome. And if you do that, it's called to make it a clean now. So it could be, it's not a shalom from Tolish. You're not pulling the leaf off a branch that's growing. It could be the whole branch is cut off already. But if you're pulling off the leaf, off the branch, a cut off branch, and for the purpose to make this leaf now into a mazir, that's called like mechatich. You're cutting it down to a sign to use this for a kli, so that would be an issa mechatich. So that's the Xavier here. Shema Yaktim. Maybe you come to cut the leaf off its branch to use it, and that's awesome. My B'nai, what's the Machlekes? Ege B'nai the Kotim Umanchi. Beisadya. Where you have leaves cut off already, and they're lying down. Trashi Beisadya Levedim. V'yosu L'kofon Tachta B'moka Makara Aksos. We have leaves lying down. Yeah, Kotim Umanchi. No, don't forget. Ege B'nai the Kotim Umanchi. Where it was cut off before Shabbos and there. If the gzer is, maybe you come to cut them off, there's no gzerum. All the leaves were cut off already. But if the gzer is that when you roll off the leaf, it looks like you're making a funnel, it looks like you're making a kli, it'll still be usur. Even though the leaves were pulled off before Shabbos, still will be usur in the rabbanim. So the more beisadya, new sharon now. Beisadya, rashlan, that's levodim, that's like sick flax. Shekurin, v'osun, lekofron, yimeta, fold it over. Tachtav, under you, v'makam, akaro, exos. Use it for your pillow or for your blanket. Underneath you, use levodim. It's usually a heavy, thick material. A mold made out of flax. Is that muksa or not? Rav osun. Rashi Rav Osa Leviya Derech Malbush Derech Hashus Rabin Kishumutev Boy. You'll be had this halacha. If you take this thick piece of material and wrap it around you, there's no hetter to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because since it's thick material, people don't use this for clothing. It's not called a Derech Malbush. You're not allowed to wear it for Hashus Rabin. So Rav holds it also. But Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says it's Mutev. So tomorrow, Barak and Kuliyamalei Pligi Shari. If it's soft, everybody holds a smutta, that's regular material. So you're wrapping material around you, you can walk out with it on Shabbos. Be caution, if the material is very hard, the Kuliyamalei Pligi the Osir. Everybody holds a sasa. He Pligi wears the machlekes to Mitsuya. The material is middle hard, middle soft. Man the Osir, Merse Kamasi. The one that says it's Osir, before it doesn't look like clothing. It looks like you're just carrying it. Because it doesn't look like the type of material people make clothing from. Man the Shari, no Merse Kamasi. No, since it's not that heavy material, it's not that heavy. It's a little thicker than usual, but I call upon him, it doesn't look like a Masi. Therefore it's Mutter. So the more of a Rav, that the Rav said it was also, La Beferish Shit Nelo Maklolas, La Beferish Nof Mariah, Itma. The Rav, Ikloy Lahu Asa, Rav went into a city, to a place. There's no place to sit on the ground. Nofik Yosef Karmelis. They had to go sit down in the Karmelis. They sat down there. Isolay Beisadya. So Rav was sitting down on the floor. Somebody brought him this Beisadya. Somebody brought him this thick piece of flax material to sit on. Lo Yosef, and he didn't want to sit on it. Is man the chazir, the one that saw them not sitting on it so far, Mishun the Beisadya Yosef. Because he held the person wasn't allowed to wear this Beisadya outside. So you did an issa with it on Shabbos. I don't want to have enough from it. As Rav held, you weren't allowed to wear this cloth outside to the Karmelis. Therefore, Rav didn't want to sit on it. So the Mar Balohi, no, it's no Raya. The Rav Atalya Achruze Machriz, Beisadya Shori. Avad the Rav was Machriz Alocha. You are allowed to wear a Beisadya. Like in a case where it's a Mitziyasa. It's a middle thick, middle soft. It's still Mutter. I, why here didn't he sit on it? Or Mishum covered Rabbi Seinu or Yoshev along. Yomaninu, Rav Kana Ravasi. Hey, since they didn't bring a cloth for Ravasi and Kana to sit down on, Joshua, he didn't want to sit down, I was covered for them. That's why he didn't sit down. But Allah, it depends. If the cloth is very, very thick that nobody makes material from, that's awesome. If it's very soft, or who I did medium size soft, it's also mutter to wear such clothing. Here, the Chuf Mem Vovim Abeis, the Mishnah, Vada Mishnah. Noisni in Tavshu L'Teich HaBor, you're allowed to put some food on Shabbos inside a bor, B'Shvil Shiei Shomer, that it should be watched there. The Drash L'Teich HaBor, Shein B'Mayim, has nothing to do with water. Stavai says you want to keep it cool. So you want to put it in a cool place, you put it down inside a pit, in a pit. Shiei Shomer, the Drash Shlo Yasuyach Mach Masachim. He says, hot outside, you don't want it to get too hot. So you're allowed to put the food inside a pit, inside a bor. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. Chur, it's Chita. Right, so, V'yem ha-mayim, v'yes ha-mayim ha-yofim b'royim. You can put good, clean water into dirty water. V'shvil shi'itzanenu. V'shvil is to stay cool. It's also Chur, it's Chita. So, drasha, v'yes ha-mayim ha-yofim b'royim. Kli mole mayim yofim. You have a glass full of good, clean water. L'teich mikvah, you want to put it into a mikvah, mayim royim. That the other water maybe is dirty. It's not good water. So what are you putting in there for? You want it to stay cool and not to be too hot, so you're allowed to put the water inside cold water. This is right there, Pshita. This is the Chiddush. You're allowed to put cold water in the sun, that the sun should heat it up on Shabbos, because there's no Issa Bishol by the Chama, so it's Mutta Metchila. Even though you want it to come hot, that's Mutta. Because there's no Issa Bishol on the sun. Mi shenoshru kelev b'derech. Somebody was walking in the streets on Shabbos, and the clothing got full of water. V'mayim. Is mahalach b'hem. You're allowed to continue walking with your wet clothing. V'yeinu choshesh. You don't have to be choshesh that is an Issa. No, you're allowed to continue walking with the wet clothing. As soon as you come into the inside chotzer, you come near a house. You're allowed to spread it out in the sun to let it dry up. You're not allowed to do it in front of everybody. People shouldn't see you, because then it's a gzeira. People will think you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it in front of people. But in your own home, when nobody sees, you're allowed to do it. So we'll see in the Gemara, we don't pass on at this part of the Mishnah. Yeah. So the Gemara. The Quran, the Reisha, had the Gemara Pshita. What's wrong, Avad? You're allowed to put a tashel inside a pit, inside a bor. Why not? You're taking a food and putting it inside a pit. Why not? And the Gemara Mal, the time I would think, Nigza Mishumashu Yagumais. That you're putting on the bottom of the pit. Well, there's dirt. So I would think if you're putting it on the bottom of the dirt, maybe you're going to smooth out the holes on the bottom of the pit. Kamash Bulam, we're not choshi for that. We're not choshi, you're going to come to smooth off the bottom of the pit. So therefore, it's smoother to put the tashel, the pot, on the bottom. It's smoother to do it on Shabbos. There's no xerah. Rashi Yepshita the Nois and Tasha Techabur. Gumay Shavakakabur, Sheshopan Lashobakakdeiro.
I was thinking, since you want to put the pot on the bottom of the bor, maybe first you smooth out the holes there, and that's an issue, it's a binyan.
Kamash Lom and Achosh. No, you'll put the pot down on the floor, no matter what the way it is. You can put nice clean water into cold water to keep it cool. The more right the pshita avadi, there's no exhibition. You're just keeping the water cold. And the Gemara is safer, it's safer the Kiddush. For the Yasat Soinain Bechama. You like to put cold water out in the sun that the sun should make it hot. For the Gemara Hanami Pshita, Avadit's Mutter. In the Chama, there's no exhibition in the sun. Now the time I would think, Nigzer, Dilma Osalat Mune Beremet, Kamash Bulun. No, once you want to put the glass outside in the sun, I would think maybe you're going to make Hatamoni in coals. Since you want it to become hot, Ein Echanami in the sun alone. It's Mutter, there's no exhibition with the sun. But let's make Nigzer, maybe you put it into a remit, into some hot coals, which that would be an exhibition. Kamash Bulun, we don't make the Chash, there's no Gzer. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, there's no Gzer. By the Mishnah Noshu, the one if you're walking on Shabbos and your clothing got wet, so the din is you're allowed to continue walking with the wet clothing, then when you come home and take it off, so the Mishnah says you're allowed to spread it out to dry out in your own house, where nobody sees you. So if you're Omarav, you domarav. Hey, we all not like the Mishnah. The what? Kol mokom she'osru chachomim mifnei marasayin. Whenever the chachomim said don't do something, because we're afraid of marasayin, we're afraid that people will see you and say you're doing an avera, is afilo v'chadre chador moser. It's even also to do with in your own private house. V'chadre chador means in your private room where nobody else sees you. Still, the rabbana made gzera. So meluchri means the things of chanal mishnah that you're not allowed to spread out your clothing even in your own private house. Because if you do it in front of people, people will see you. They'll think you washed your clothing on Shabbos. They'll be choshed you did a nisiriraisim. So if they mara sign, you're not allowed to do it in front of people who are in your own backyard, your own house. You can't do it. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to spread out your clothing in the sun. Mashmoni, not in front of the people, you can't do it. But if you do it in your own private room, it's mutter. And the Gemara Tanoi, Enachlam is a Machoikas Tanoi. And Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Paskin is not like our Mishnah. Titania, one Brisa says, Shoitchin Bechamo Avoloi Kenegrom. That's like our Mishnah. If your clothing got wet on Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off. And hang it up in your house, shirts can spread it out, be not in front of people. Be people don't see you. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. They say no, it's also. Why? Because those like Rav Din, that whenever the Chum said don't do something with Shemar Sayin, it's also to do with even Machad Mechadar when nobody sees you. And we pass can like Rav that it's also. If Rav, if the Mara Sayin is Xer and Issa Diraisa. But if the people think that you're doing an Issa Diraisam, then you have to be Machmir, even Machad Mechadorim, it's awesome. As if the Mara sign is just people think you're doing an Issa Dirabonin, then you could be Mekel in a private room. But where people are thinking that you're doing an Issa Diraisam, so Mishum Mechashad, you're not allowed to do it, then it's also even Machad Mechadorim.